Welcome back to The Drive. If you are late, a little injury news and notes with your Houston Astros.
Ryan, go British on us real quick.
I think it was, I don't know what that was.
Stewart for the whole segment.
Sorry, man.
British, was it Australian?
I don't know what it was. I don't know.
Astros.
I don't know. I don't know what it was, but little Astro injury news is what I meant to say to you. If you missed it, the biggest update is Jake Meyers. They have decided to go ahead and place Jake Meyers on the 10-day IL, as well as another story there, a little that was kind of underneath it, was Zach DiZenzo. He goes to the, they move him to the 60-day IL. And he has been on the IL since June, so that means that they're not comfortable with him coming back in the next month.
Yeah,
plus maybe with how long he's already been out. So those are some injury notes there. The big ones that came out more recently: Jeremy Pena. He is ramping up work in the weight room and doing somewhat baseball activity.
Somewhat,
it's a panty dropper.
Okay.
Real quick, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. What do you think he is meaning by somewhat baseball activity?
So like baseball adjacent activity? I haven't a clue. Long toss? But that, I mean, that wouldn't be for a shortstop per se, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You think, in my mind, I feel like he is taking the ball on the turn of the double plays, but not throwing it.
Yeah, not throwing it.
Somewhat because
that might hurt the. What are we saying is wrong with the? What's wrong with the ribs? What's the official word? Is it just bruised, cracked?
I think they said fractured, didn't they?
Yeah. Because they didn't know at first, and then they did.
Yeah. So we'll see, whatever that is. Hopefully they can get him soon. They do have, obviously, the All-Star break afterwards. He will travel to Atlanta, but he is not going to play. So that is the latest with him.
Well, that's good. He can fly.
Got a guess on Alvarez, folks?
Ooh.
Still not swinging a bat.
Jordan.
I just know his hands hurt.
No! God!
Keeps telling you that it hurts, and then they swing. Go ahead, swing a few.
Where are we in the stages of grief with the Jordan situation, Tyler? Because I'm looking over at your face, man. You look like you've either, I can't tell if you're just disgusted or if you've also accepted that Jordan is going to be missing in action for a while.
No, that I'm not accepting that yet. But yeah, it's mainly going just pure disgust, B. Scott. I just cannot believe this is the situation we're finding ourselves in with this damn training staff, the medical team for the Houston Astros. It's infuriating.
I mean, Ron was 40 the last time this guy played.
Yeah,
40. Cool. So, I mean, at some point,
you think he just
got to start imagining life without him or accepting and understanding life without
him. Do you think he plays before my wife turns 40?
When is that?
August 14th.
Nope.
No.
I'm holding out hope for October, and that's about it.
I'm going to go no.
Well, you've skipped September.
Ooh, but you know what? If he doesn't?
Do you think he plays prior to my wedding anniversary?
Which is?
9-10.
No.
Oh, he's got to be here before September 10th. Nah, he's
does
in there.
He?
He's in
does there. He got to be B. Scott?
He's in there.
He's
in there.
Playing before September.
He's in the lineup,
but
you,
not before.
You know about the folks looking
birthday.
At his injuries, right?
I want them to stop looking. I just
Would
ask
you. Rather just trust him,
man.
On it?
What do Jordan got to say about it, man? Because it felt like his instinct was correct to begin with. You know, like I almost trust the player more. How you feeling? I mean, I feel like that's what they're doing anyway.
Yeah.
Good. You good,
Jake?
You straight?
Good? Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I think I might need an MRI. No, I don't think we need that.
Somebody texted in Pena kinda baseball activity watching SportsCenter. Okay.
Ah.
That's not a bad one. I feel when I think about it, I picture him with a baseball glove and just doing this.
Like Smalls on the Sandlot.
Yeah. Yeah. But standing like, you know, at a makeshift baseball field, like a not field, but maybe they've got an indoor field, and he's just
that's better than me. I thought he's like trading baseball cards or something.
Might be playing MLB The Show,
yeah,
PlayStation.
Because I can he play fantasy? Is that too close to gambling?
Probably.
Text line coming in. Ron with flexing with important date knowledge. Wedding anniversary, wife B day. I see you at wedding anniversary. That's easy. 9, 10, 11, baby.
There you go.
Can
you count?
Can't mess that one up. 9, 10, 11. That's an easy one, baby.
Can you count? That's what it is. What's my anniversary?
Text line coming through. Real positive there from the folks. Jordan will be out for the season, have surgery. Myers will be out with an Achilles injury, done for the year.
Come on, man. Achilles? Achilles is crazy. Come on, man.
What do they call it? What do they call it? A right calf strain is what they're calling, Jakesters.
They're going to mess around not having MRIs and throwing him out there before he's ready. They're going to mess around and mess up his Achilles if they're not careful.
Yeah. Hopefully good. Sean Dubin and Brandon Rogers have shifted their rehab assignments to Florida. What does this mean for Brandon Rogers?
Man without a country.
Now that they brought up Bryce Matthews,
And it really got to suck for him because this job was there for the take. I actually assumed that he was just going to be their second baseman, that they would take the L in the lineup because he's basically a zero in the lineup, but he'd be an excellent defensive second baseman, kind of answer that question, that issue that they had at the position. But no, couldn't even hold that down. And now the kid is here. I mean, I think it's the kid from here. Like,
no, it's got like I said, it has to.
They're going
to
have the patience with him. And
this is a damn shame.
It's his job to lose.
Tyler doesn't believe Jordan's going to make it back before the Texans play week one.
Tyler is guarding his heart.
What day?
Guarding his heart, man.
What day do the Texans play week one? What day is that game against the Rams?
Yeah, it's got to be right around that September, mid-September.
September 7th.
Yeah.
You don't think he's back by September?
No, I do not.
You think the Houston Texans, who have not started training camp, will play their first regular season game in L.A. before Jordan Alvarez?
Right now today, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Which happens first?
I'll buy you a bottle of Whistle Pig if that is the case.
Which happens first? A Nico Collins touchdown?
No, I take that back. You got to get me something, too. I don't know why. I just did a I'll buy you.
You already said it.
I didn't shake on it.
You're a man of your words.
I didn't shake on it.
Doesn't matter. You say it. You're a man. You stand by your word.
Don't try to push that on me.
I'll see you in October.
You get a Nico Collins touchdown before Jordan Alvarez home run.
Oh, wow. That's tougher. I'm going to say no. I think Jordan comes back. I think Jordan comes back in August. I think. Not this month. Clearly not. He's not hitting yet.
Jordan.
His hand still hurt.
Now,
so it was 60% healed. Any update on that?
To 80, and I don't think we got a new
good. Update. I don't want a freaking number from those
new percentage.
95%, Tyler. We're almost there. It's 95%.
I don't want no damn numbers.
Who thought that was a good idea?
This will calm them down.
60%.
Got some good news and some bad news.
We got some good news. Hey, man, we found out actually it was fractured, but guess what? She's 60% healed now, fellas.
It's so fractured that it's healed. Damn.
Yeah.
It's a good thing they winning games, man. Because what an embarrassment.
Let's see if they can start winning again tonight as they take on the Rangers. See if they can start winning again. All right. Rockets fans out there, who in the Western Conference do you get the sense is the team that will give the Rockets the most problems? And I forgot about this, and this should have been an honorable mention on the turd list. This was despicable, in my opinion, what we saw last night or what we saw earlier this week. I don't know if you saw this in a minor league game. Absolute BS. It would have been a situation where I would have set on home plate, and we would not have gotten the game started again until they reversed the call or someone drug me out. And I would put all my body weight on the ground. It was the most ridiculous decision I have heard in baseball in my life, and I've seen a lot of them. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Ron's got some juice to him.